Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 16th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a routine test flight turned into tragedy in California. Eight people, including two Boeing employees, were killed after a U.S. Air Force B-52 bomber crashed shortly after takeoff from Edwards Air Force Base on Monday. Officials said the aircraft was supporting a radar modernization program when it went down and burst into flames. Colonel James Hayes called it a terrible tragedy and said the crew included military personnel, government civilians, and contractors. The base has temporarily halted operations while investigators begin their work. Officials say determining the exact cause could take weeks, with a deeper analysis possibly lasting several months. The crash has renewed attention on the decades-old B-52 fleet. Another news. SpaceX has raised even more money than expected after completing the biggest initial public offering in history. The company brought in $85.7 billion after banks exercised an option to sell additional shares beyond the original offering. The extra funds came through a greenshoe arrangement, a common tool used to manage strong investor demand. The listing valued Elon Musk's space and artificial intelligence company at around $1.8 trillion. Shares later climbed more than 19%. Boosting Musk's personal wealth and reportedly pushing him into trillionaire territory. Analysts, however, warn that the valuation leaves little room for mistakes as SpaceX faces competition, regulation, and the challenge of maintaining rapid growth. Around the world, a major diplomatic claim has emerged as Donald Trump says a deal to end the war with Iran has already been signed. The U.S. president said details would be released soon ahead of a planned signing ceremony in Switzerland. The agreement remains unclear, but Trump said ships were beginning to move through the Strait of Hormuz again and suggested a major energy crisis could be avoided. Mediators said the deal includes an end to military operations in Lebanon, where Iran-backed Hezbollah has been fighting Israel. Israel, however, said its forces would remain in Lebanon indefinitely. The coming days are expected to reveal whether the agreement can hold. Another news. Britain is preparing one of the world's toughest social media restrictions for young users. Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced plans to ban children under 16 from platforms including TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, and X. The government says these services expose children to harmful and addictive content. Some charities welcomed the move, while others warned it could push teenagers into less safe online spaces. Starmer said Britain was inspired by Australia's similar ban introduced last year. The government is also considering measures such as overnight restrictions and limits on endless scrolling. Officials hope the rules can be passed by the end of the year. Another news, Japan's central bank has raised interest rates to their highest point in more than three decades. The Bank of Japan increased its key rate to 1% as rising energy costs continue to fuel inflation. The move comes after years of ultra-low rates designed to fight deflation and weak economic growth. Economist Jesper Kohl said Japan is now entering a new inflationary phase after two decades of falling prices. Higher energy costs linked to global tensions have increased pressure on the country, which relies heavily on imported fuel. The central bank faces a difficult balance, as higher rates may slow inflation, but also increase borrowing costs for businesses and households. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.